the cymbals come in, that's when I tell you. You're listening to Piece of Work, 107.9 FM out of Greenfield, Massachusetts. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be here for about 55 minutes. Then we got Vincent Dango giving you Voyager 3 live. No theme today. This first block shall be Boston, and then Boston, and then Providence, and Baltimore, Maryland. All four of these frickers are self-released. Good for you, everybody. Piece of Work on 107.9.
Was it 81?
Yeah.
complete fraud. About that, four self-released songs. What do you need a label for anymore? You do. They print the vinyl, they print the liner notes. Still like some self-release though. You hear that microphone armature? Music Mouse. That was Music Mouse from Baltimore, Maryland. One of the best bands I've heard maybe in the past. They're in the top five of the past three. How about that? Top five bands of the past 3 years. They haven't put out a lot. They have a four-song EP, which is just killer all the way through. And they just put out that single. Called Practice this year. Music Mouse. Baltimore, Maryland. Before that, also self-released, Loose Dirt from last year's release, Some Songs, which was a split with another band. I can't remember who. They're from Providence, Rhode Island. The song was called New Bike. Before that, hot off the press, 2 days old, the Litha. Lithophones. A song called Party for Two. We played Party for Two in this show before. A different version. A demo. It's now removed from Bandcamp. So now you get the new one. Produced and recorded by Simon of Adult Learners. Lithophones are from Boston. The release is called Lithophones. I've got it now. I can say it now. Just came out 2 days ago. Set began with something also very, very new. Yazan. Y-A-Z-A-N. Per Bandcamp, Boston-based. I think the guy's name is Yazan. Yazan lives in New York or New Jersey, but he's got a Boston band, including Chris Cuss, drummer from Pile, and it was recorded up in Boston. And Bandcamp says it's Boston, so we don't have to defend it. It's Boston. A song called Wet Painting just released a single. That catches us up. First block here of the August 24th edition of Piece of Work here on WMCB, Western Mass Community Broadcast, I've heard it said. We also say, last in the dial, first in our hearts. Behind us, that was Julian Calve. Julian, I had to look. Julian Calve, C-A-L-V. Make sure I got that last name right. Of Burlington. Has a record coming out on Rob Foreman's Sentimental Drift Records shortly. I think I just read it. I'm going to say I've got 4/5 of those facts right. I'm not sure what might be wrong, but I'm sure part of it is. We always go to Australia on this show. Let's do so now. And I won't be parsimonious this time. Normally I meet him out, maybe a song or two per show. But let's have a nihilistic burn it down. Let's burn through the backlog. Let's hear a block for Australian bands. It's going to go Melbourne, Lismore. Where's that? It's in Australia. Followed by Melbourne and Melbourne. First band, Town Ace. Song called How's Work? It's a new single. Self-released. Good job, Town Ace.
Flashing created or destroyed, it's only altered. Somehow.
Some are long hairs and some are just not wearing lipstick and they're concentrating on their riffs, you know? That's where...
Perfect.
four bands from Australia. Two of them self-released. That one was self-released. Capt, C-A-P-T, like Captain. Capt Raz, two Z's for you. Self-released from Melbourne, Australia. 2024's album called Aga Panther, one word. A-G-A and then the word Panther. Bleed Out the Night was the name of that one. And the opening lyric is something like, everybody is watching, which I had to Google. Lover Boys Working for the Weekend. Sounded like that, right? But it wasn't a full cover, right? I'm not sure. But I think it was not. Just a little homage. Before that, Metho. They'll put an L in anything, those Australian folks. Metho. That's probably meth. Song called Pressure Cooker from 2025's Methylated Spirit. They're from Melbourne too. Came out on Solar/Sonar. Before that, Media Puzzle. Equine End of Life. Yeah, that was the one about putting a horse down and all that. It was like background interview news segment about putting down a horse. Guess what the album was called? New Racehorse. They're from Lismore, Australia. That record came out this year on Impressed Records. Set began with a self-release from Town Ace. How's work? Is the question they're asking with their new single. They're from Melbourne too. Came out this year. I said new. You could probably infer I meant this year. Piece of work here on 107.9 LPFM. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to follow along on the Instagram, it's Piece of Work PV, all one word. Not PV the guitar amp, PV as in Pioneer Valley. This next block. When you use Savannah, Georgia by way of Philadelphia, I think I got that right. It means first they were in Philly and then they was in Savannah, right? They was in Philly longer, I guess they was a band in Philly much longer than they was a band in Savannah. I'm talking about the Photon Band. They just released a song called Magic Lantern, parenthetically, Stereo, in the liner notes. This is pretty good. Actually, it was released December of last year. Sorry. The liner notes on Bandcamp say, recorded way back when and never released. A version of this appeared on a great long-lost comp out of California, but its producer accidentally only used the left channel as the entire mix. Now you get the right channel, too. Okay, we're going to hear the Photon Band from, and they were Philly-based at that point in time. After that, it's going to be Portland, Oregon, and then Austin, Texas, and then Oakland, California.
Yeah. close to nothing about anything.
Thank you. saving for this all year. 2 weeks in the sun and sand. All that's missing is you by my side. Dear Gary, I made some friends here. We dance and drink sangria. Don't worry, it's just for fun. I'll be home soon, I know you're the one. Sorry Gary, this postcard is late. I'll be quick, I don't want to make a joke. Please Gary, don't try the phone. Dear Gary, I'm all coming home.
New Trolls. Self-released. Pretty strong British or Scottish accent there for a North American band. Oakland, California. It could have ended up on last week's North American Bands Singing with British Accents episode. But that one actually sounded sincere. There are people from that island that live in this continent. I acknowledge. Neutral's doing Wish You Were Here, Postcards Demo, whatever that means, in parentheses, Postcards Demo, Wish You Were Here, from 2025's Leisureland Demos. Before that, also with a little bit of a British accent, but from Austin, Texas this time, Guiding Light. They have a new record out called Fear on My Own Time on the Great Post Present Medium label. That song is called Shackled by Lust. You ever been there? Before that, a band that will play Gonerfest this year, Fruited Plains from Portland, Oregon. A new record, I think that's the first single, from a new record on Dot Dash, the great Dot Dash Records, run by Tom Dash. Occasional WFMU DJ. They're a Portland, Oregon band. Did I say that? Dismal Natch. No. I'll say it with the same panache. Pretend you didn't hear the first one. Dismal Nitch. N-I-T-C-H. Came out. It's coming out this year. A song called Little Dictator. Set began with the Photon Band. That was the long-lost single that came out on a comp, and the comp only used the left channel, not both channels. So that was a Bandcamp reissue many, many, many years later. Over 20 years later, I would say. Art DeFuria lives in Savannah, Georgia now, but he was a leader of a Philadelphia band back then. That song's called Magic Lantern. Yeah, that's a proper Magic Lantern, if I may. From 2025, it was a single. We've got some time left to hear a few more before Vincent Dango gets here for Voyager 3 Live. Let's hear from Celebrators. It ends in a ORS, if you care, from LA on a label called Tomothy. N-N-O is the name of this song from a new release, Deliberation.
This is the final rage. One last shot, let's hear it now. rocker, I admit. Do I wear skinny ties? Yeah.
It's a broken path. No, I can see. Wrestle horses.
Thanks for listening to Piece of Work on WMCB 107.9 FM, or maybe you're streaming on WMCB.net. You got 5 minutes left. I think Vincent Van Gogh is out in the foyer. That means you get a live edition of Voyager 3. We just heard Docents from New York City from 2025's release on 10 Tremors Records. Shadowboxing, one word, no space. The song was called Garden. Before that, The Grebes, that's G-R-E-B-E-S, self-released. Good for you, Grebesies, from Portland, Oregon. Came out this year on an album called The Grebes. The song was called Back to You. Set began with Celebrators. My pronunciation, perhaps not theirs, from LA, song called NNO, all capitals. Came out this year on a record called Deliberation, all capitals, on Tomothy Records. Was Tomothy, we forget so quick, or this one does. Was Tomothy the deformed raccoon we were all crazy about? Jimothy, was that Jimothy? This is Tomothy Records. We got 4 minutes left. Let's nip this in Das Bud. We're going to hear from a band from Victoria, Canada. Twit, T-W-I-T. They have an EP out called Spurt's EP. I didn't add the EP, they did. And it came out this year on Plastic Roundy. A Spoonful will be the name of that one. And it will do just enough to get us to the end of this hour. Thanks for listening. I'm here from 4 to 5 on Mondays. Then Vincent Dango does Voyager 3 Live. So stick around. He'll be here. Kent brought us Pretty Vacant in the hour before me. Thank you, Kent. Good to see you. And that's what I got. If you want to follow along, the playlists and nonsense get posted. S-posted, you know. On Instagram, Piece of Work PV, all one word. No spaces, no exclamation points, no underscores. Do not bold or italicize. Piece of Work PV on Instagram. Thanks for listening.